Hello, welcome to 5 Minutes of Pastor to Jesus Christ for the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, we've been still dealing on the four kinds of judgment. We've done the judgment of sin, the Bema Seat judgment, and then we did the judgment of the sheep and goat yesterday. Now, do you want to go on to the white throne judgment? But I want to clarify some few things with respect to the judgment of the sheep and goat. Now, there's a chronology with respect to the end times and how things are going to happen in the end times. Okay, first of all, the end times begin by the taking away of the church. So you and I will be taken away as believers. We'll be taken away. And when we are taken away, we'll be judged in the heavens. The Bema Seat judgment. After the Bema Seat judgment, we'll have a marriage supper or a marriage. There'll be a marriage between us and the Lord. And then we'll be taken into a supper called the marriage supper of the Lamb. Then after the supper, we shall come down with the Lord as an army to this earth. And as we are coming, will come and destroy, because at that time when we are coming down as an army, the Antichrist would have gathered his army and will be coming to fight against the people of the East. Now, there are scriptures for all these things, but I just want to tell you the story, how beautiful it is. There will be people coming from the East, that is from China, Japan, and those places, will be coming to come and fight the people of the Antichrist, because there will be a disagreement between them. Now, when they come together to come and fight, they will be fighting at a place called Armageddon, okay? Armageddon or Megiddo. And when they come together, they will see us and Jesus coming from the skies. They will think that we are aliens and would want to fight us. So they will combine to try to fight us. And Jesus will fight them. But Jesus will not fight with them like Jack Norris will fight his enemies or like Jackie Chan will fight his enemies. No. The Bible says that a word from his mouth, there's a sword that proceeds from his mouth that will destroy all of them. And they will all be destroyed. If you read in Revelation chapter 19, you see it very, very, very well. It says his vesture is dipped in blood. You see, all of them shall be terminated. And when they are all terminated, Jesus will sit down on his throne. And when he sits down on his throne, we'll sit with him. And he will judge the rest of the world that are there. So those who helped the Jews during that 7-year period of the Antichrist, when the Antichrist was ruling there, okay, shall be described as the sheep. Jesus will separate them. Because they were in prison. They were in prison during that time. So those who visit them during that time in prison will be the ones who form the category, who will be part of the category called the sheep. And those who did not help them will be in the category of the goats. All those who did not help them will be put in everlasting damnation. And all those who help them will be made to inherit the earth for 1,000 years. Because when Jesus comes on earth with us, he will come and rule the earth for 1,000 years. Because during that 1,000 year period, the devil will be caught. If you read in Revelation chapter 20, From verse 1, he says, "And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit, and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. So that 1,000 year period, the devil will be bound, you see, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed a little season." So after the 1,000 years, the devil is loosed again. Then verse 4 says, "And I saw thrones, and they that sat on them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon his forehead, or in his hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Have you seen it? That is you and I, who reign and rule with Christ for 1,000 years. There's a certain division, but I won't mention it, okay? But we'll be with Christ, we'll reign with Christ for 1,000 years here on earth. And after that 1,000 year period, the devil will be released again. And when he's released again, he will come back and come and deceive the nations. That is those who were allowed to inherit the nations for that 1,000 year period. Those who were the sheep. He will come and he will deceive so many of them. If you read, you see it. Okay? From verse 7. Revelation chapter 20 from verse 7. It says, "And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison, and he shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea." Amazingly, he shall be able to deceive so many. "And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints, which is our camp about, and the beloved city. And fire came down from God and out of heaven and devoured them." Hallelujah. "And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire." So this is the final end of the devil. He'll be taken and cast into the lake of fire that burns with fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophets are, and shall be tormented day and night forever. The beast and the false prophets are destroyed the very first time Jesus comes, during the battle of Armageddon. There's another battle called the Battle of Gog and Magog, which is the one we just saw. That is after the 1,000 year period. Now, after all that had taken place, okay, let me read from verse 10 again. It says, "And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophets are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them." Now, this is the final judgment. It's called the white throne judgment. So the white throne judgment is the final judgment of the universe. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. And God is the one who is going to do this judgment. And this judgment is not for believers, because our judgment would have taken place already. We will be with him. You see, he says, and I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which are written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their works, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. So it is at this place that all those who are kept in hell will be brought back, to be judged and put in the lake of fire. So hell is not the final place. Hell is just a waiting place. The final place is the lake of fire. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, we have a responsibility. I don't think you want your friends and your brothers to go through this ordeal of being put in hell and being put in the lake of fire one day whilst you sit and look on. We have a responsibility. Let's save souls. Let's change many lives. That is the lesson to take from all these things. You see, there are so many things that I can explain every single line onto you, but I believe God will give us opportunities to do it in the right time. But save a soul. Get someone saved. It's very important, because if you don't, they are all going to be put in the lake of fire one day. That is a white throne judgment. That is the last judgment of the universe. In Jesus' name. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, God bless you. And win a soul. Change someone's life. Bring someone into Christ. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Bye-bye.